Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It really is. Good morning to all you lovely people. Getting off work, getting ready for it. If you're driving out there, if you're commuting, if you're on Waymo, we appreciate your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. We were just joined by Keith Law, MLB insider for The Athletic. If you missed any of that interview, talking about all the prospects the Giants gave up to get one Rafael Devers, if they're going to miss out on any of those guys in the future. Well, he talked about it. He also talked about Bryce Eldridge potentially getting called up this year. Talked about Buster Posey making that first big splash. And at 8:30 here in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Dave Fleming, our Giants insider, voice of the Giants, and get his thoughts on, again, Devers joining the orange and black. Good morning, Joe. How you doing, man? You good?
I'm fired up. Okay. I'm ready to see this guy tonight.
Yeah? You going? You go, it's official? You're locked in?
I don't think I'm going to go. I don't know. I'm back and forth. Well, because by the time we get out there, he's going to have to go to bed at some point. And if I go out there with somebody else, and I'll feel guilty of bringing him, like, hey, can we leave it like right at 8:30? Because he is just having a moment.
Can't hold him while he's sleeping. No, it's not going to be a thing. No, I feel you. You don't want
to. The data tells me he needs to be in bed by 8:30.
The data tells you?
Yeah, it does.
Hey, don't sleep on the schedules. Hey, wait, where's my JJ Redick cut? He's got to time out those naps, bro. Got to time out those naps. You think JJ Redick's a big spreadsheet guy?
I don't know. Who knows?
He knows. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. What?
No, keep going. Shout out YouTube.
Okay, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Here's just my setting in life, and I do want to go through like what our lineup looks like right now,
the Giants lineup
versus old ones, but just to put a bow on it.
Let's do it.
I think people that have never played baseball at a high level don't realize that the catching position, more than any other position, is a psychological therapy position simultaneously as it is a scouting position. I am scouting the flaws in your swing, and I'm working, like, how am I going to approach the lineup? Now, am I doing it by myself? No, I'm doing it with, back in the day, Dave Righetti and Mark Gardner and the entire staff. On a pitch-by-pitch second, okay, I am literally looking at my pitcher, and I'm saying, where is he at in his head? Does he trust this pitch? Does he have a feel for that pitch? Should I call timeout, go out there, and put my arm around him? Should I yell at him? Should I tell him he's wrong? Should I tell him he's right? Right? So there's this personal connection between every catcher and every pitcher on the staff. Some guys, this is why they have personal catchers. Like Eli Whiteside, for a long time, was kind of the go-to for Tim Lincecum. Yeah. For whatever reason, they gelled. Right? Whether that was on the field, off the field, how psychologically they attacked people, game plan wise, whatever it was, they had a gel.
David Ross for all those years with John Lester going from Cubs or the Red Sox.
No one is sitting here saying that Buster Posey understands like the value of a low A prospect or how to write up a contract. That's what he's got a full staff on. But to think that all of his years doing the job of major league catcher, dealing with psychopaths like Brian Wilson and, you know, Tim Lincecum and Madison Bumgarner. I mean, these are larger than life egos and personalities. You learn a lot. You learn a lot by doing. And, you know, I say this to all the young people out in the world. You might be brilliant at what you do, but at 22, 23, 24 years old, that doesn't mean you have life experiences which outweigh whatever you learn in a classroom. And so the life experiences of a catcher like Buster Posey, those are transferable to doing the job as a GM. That doesn't mean that he's knowing, you know, the algorithm, how to write a contract, or, you know, which level prospects to throw in there, or this, that, and the other. But I just look at it and I say to myself, like, I just think in general, we underrate the day-to-day grind for a big league catcher and what they have to go through to set your team up to win. Oh, and that's why I think Posey's been interning in his own unique way for this position his entire life.
And you're totally right in feeling that way. Absolutely. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I do think, and I said this earlier, I do think he's kind of the face of the Giants right now, Buster Posey.
He is.
He is the face right now. Now, if Devers starts off an incredible at bat and it's on fire and he's hitting home runs, he's hitting doubles, and he's running around the bases and that average is skyrocketing. Yeah, he could quickly become that fan favorite and be that guy for the Giants.
Absolutely.
Going forward. But for now, it's a familiar face and it's Buster Posey, and he's that dude right now. Talking about Q rating, it's at an all-time high in the Bay right now. I don't think there's a person out there outside of maybe Stephen Curry where his Q rating is universally loved. Right now, after landing that, it's Buster Posey.
Buster is like,
it's pretty crazy though, right? I
mean, if they showed him on the Jumbotron tonight, what do you think? Standing ovation, 6 minutes?
Yes.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's probably not, he's not that guy. He's not going to want to do that, but he would, yes.
Everyone, I can't think of a credibility flip quicker for an organization in the history of Bay Area sports. Like, even when Joe Lacob took over for the Warriors, we booed him.
Yeah.
It took a couple years.
Rick Barry, come on, people.
I mean, it took a couple years. Now, look, John Lynch, when they hired John Lynch, he had cachet in the area. Not like Buster.
No.
I mean, John Lynch played his career in Tampa and in Denver.
And he was a broadcaster, so he was somewhat of a familiar face. And, like, he was definitely had that, like, politician vibe about him with the smile. And he's like, I know what I don't know, and I'm going to lean on those who do know, right?
I remember when we brought in Chris Mullin, right? And Chris Mullin had the cachet. It was like, wow. Chris Mullin's
familiar face.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
But it was still like, it's Chris Cohen.
Yeah.
Right? There was still that backdrop of ownership, and we were super optimistic. And look, Mullin is an all-timer. I mean, I don't know if Mullin is better in his sport than Buster is in his, but Buster had the team accomplishments that are just unbelievable. Like, what he did for this franchise to win those championships on the field as a player immortalized him.
Well,
it immortalized him.
The Giants are unique, right? We don't talk about the ownership a lot as compared to the Jed York, right? Who's a guy that we can put the name to the face. He's been out there on social. He's been out there. I mean, hell, we talked about him going at, who was it? Our guy, Jeffrey Lurie of the Eagles, right? Going after him at the owners' meetings. It was a joke, but, you know, you heard his name. Obviously, Joe Lacob, who's been on our airwaves multiple times here at 95.7, Joe, we know him. Greg Johnson, kind of a, who are you? I don't really know you kind of thing. I don't think you want to be known.
It's a board of people.
Chairman of the board, though.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why. It's like a collective. You know, you see Larry Bear, the president. He's been on our airwaves.
Yeah.
Obviously, Buster Posey, another guy. But it's really the Greg Johnson and the Johnson family. And how are you viewing them through all this, right? You make the big contract, $182 million to Willie Adames, and now $200+ million dedicated to Rafael Devers, over like $400 million, I think, in total between those two players alone. Jung-Hoo Lee's another big contract. Matt Chapman. They put their money where their mouth is, right? I don't think you call him cheap anymore.
No.
You have to remove that tag from this ownership.
And they've let him do what he wants to do. As in, like, hey, you want to give Adames all this money? You want to give Chapman all this money? All right, here you go. Here's the checkbook. I mean, isn't that what you want from your ownership?
Yes.
Right? And
exactly
then obviously to make the move for Devers is as bold as they could have ever done.
Right.
I mean, no, there's no doubt. The thing is with this ownership, it's been really weird to see it. They went from being like the saviors of baseball in this market for Giants fans to building one of the crown jewels of the game to the most successful baseball decade the Giants have ever had, and then all of a sudden their Q rating, after all those, say, like 30 years of unbelievable, like, People love you and adore you. You saved baseball. You built the best stadium. You brought us championships. And then it went crashing down in 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, in 5 years, it went crashing down. And then so to bring in Buster Posey and let him kind of just run things, I feel like it's all the way right back up to where it should be.
It's within one move really just swung the pendulum of anything that Farhan did, it didn't matter. Because Buster Posey was here for, you know, a cup of coffee. You sat down at Starbucks and you got a deal done.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of, it's sometimes as simple as that. Like you could talk all the talk and you can feed us all these BS reports about finishing in second place. That gets old after a long time. It does. I can't get the blue balls effect of finishing in second when it comes to Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, Stanton, Harper. Just the list goes on. Just every single big name. Oh, the Giants are going to be a part of it. The J.P. Morosis are telling me the Giants are in on the conversation. They're in on the conversation. Well, they weren't telling me. Like, that's why I knew this was different, because there were zero leaks. And again, I can't say that enough. The fact that there were no leaks speaks to that front office, into that organization, into the relationships. Like, all the bad front offices of the world leak, and it's just, oh, the Giants have interest, the Giants have interest. I don't want to know their interest. Let me know when it happens.
Kicking tires.
It doesn't matter to me, because the moment I see those reports, Joe, of, oh, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies have interest in, I don't know, Mason Miller. Oh, they're probably not going to get him. But as soon as I see those, I know that's not going to happen. Because when have those ever been right? Like the Luka Doncic thing. I will say the comparison between Luka going to the Lakers and Devers going to the Giants, there is something to be said about no leakage and everyone being shocked by it. Like everyone was universally like, wait, what the hell?
That's a good point, actually.
Like, that's the only way. Now, the players themselves, I think Luka at his best is probably top five in his sport. I think Devers as a hitter is definitely top 10, as you heard from Clayton Kershaw, so that is something. I think there's levels to this, though. I wouldn't consider Devers a superstar on the level of Luka Doncic. Now, how we view NBA and MLB is just so damn different. But the nature of it shocking everyone, and everyone had to look at their phones and say, wait, what? Robert Murray? Wait, it's not Passan, so it can't be right. And then Passan doubled down and said it.
Boston thought he was a San Francisco beat writer.
Robert Murray?
Yeah, because I was watching WEEI yesterday, and they were like, oh, yeah, the San Francisco guy. And because they thought the same thing we all thought, which was, this can't be real.
Right. I think some Giants fans are still, like, pinching themselves waking up this morning. Well, like, what the hell? This guy's a Giant?
I mean, think about this lineup, and I do want to get into the lineup.
Let's get to the lineup right now.
I don't know what the hypothetical is going to be. Like, let's just, when they're fully healthy, Jung-Hoo Lee.
Okay.
Adames.
Yep.
Devers. Ramos.
Yep.
Wilmer Chapman. We could probably, you know, move some things around. That's pretty good. And now we go 7, 8, 9. Because you get the DH, obviously, Wilmer. Let's just put Wilmer at DH. I'll put Devers at first for right now, just for right now. Who's at second base? You going to go Fitz?
I guess right now I'm leaning on Fitz, but that's a short leash, though, as far as I'm concerned.
I'll put him in the 9 hole because they like that double leadoff.
Yeah.
7, 8. Bailey in the 8 hole, and then Yaz in the 7 hole?
Yeah. What's going on with Bailey, by the way? Have we had any update on that injury?
No.
That's not good.
No.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking at a lineup of Jung-Hoo Lee, Willie Adames, Devers, Ramos, Wilmer, Chapman. Chapman in the 6 hole is so much better. Yaz, Bailey, and then Fitzgerald. That's pretty good.
It is. Now, that's a respectable lineup. When I just saw the Dodgers over the weekend and watched them yesterday, like, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez, you got Kike in there, Miguel Rojas, and then when you start getting to like the 8, 9 guys, like really, it's like, okay, like what? I hear people that say, oh, I think Matt was talking to us in the meetings, like, I don't know that 8, 9 spot. I'm really concerned. It's like, it's the 8, 9 hitters. Like, what do you want? Like that's what's going to happen. It's hard to have, you know, what is it, the 27 Yankees or whatever it is. Like, it's not going to be the case for all these teams going forward. Now, would you like it to be better? But hell, I've seen the 8, 9 hitters get hot for the Giants multiple times. I can't even give them their names right now. Like, it happens. So what's more important for me is 1 through 6, and you just gave me a damn good 1 through 6 right now.
And I think as I look at this lineup, like 1 through 9, I say to myself, why does this feel so different from 2021? Like, what is the big thing? I'm going to go back to Game 5 against the Dodgers 2021, a must-win game. Would you agree?
Well, it was. Yes.
Okay. Now,
I think we would all agree because you couldn't advance unless you win.
Okay. Brandon Belt was hurt, so he was off the roster at this point. So he's not available to play.
He's not.
Brandon had a pretty great bounce back year.
Yeah.
You started the game off leading off with Tommy La Stella.
It wasn't Lamont.
Tommy La Stella.
It all came down to La Stella.
Tommy La Stella, okay? Now, then you go to pinch hit with Donovan Solano.
I completely forgot, real quick, I completely forgot about Tommy La Stella. He was just buried in the depths.
Because he was old as heck.
He was.
Okay. Forgettable tenure.
And then he got hurt, too. Yeah, so
no doubt, the Achilles was hanging by a thread.
And he wasn't very good.
Yeah. He wasn't. He really wasn't very good for them.
And then you had Darren Ruff in left field.
They're not very good.
He was bouncing around, kind of the end of his career, but he had a monster year. But, like, come on. He's again, look, think about where they
he
were.
He had a moment in that series. You have a home run.
Yeah, but think about where he was in his career. He's 34, 35 years old, played in the Japanese league. Like, okay, Buster, it was his final year. All right?
Yep.
Buster's final year.
We didn't
year.
Know it was going to be his final year because he was incredible that year.
He was. Crawford, the last great year from Crawford.
He was. It was a career year.
Chris Bryant was in that lineup. Now, he played center field in that game. Poorly, by the way. But he played center field in that game.
Traditionally what? He's a left fielder?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I haven't seen him in so long. So
Yaz started in that game. He was 32 or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
And then was pinch hit with Austin Slater, and then pinch hit again for Lamont Wade Jr. Okay? Those three just together is just perfect synergy. Then you had Wilmer Flores playing first base, the check swing at the end of the game. Evan Longoria, his final season, playing third base. So all those guys, the only guy who was under team control for multiple years after that was Yastrzemski.
I thought you were going to ask
the starters.
The only guy I feared at the plate might have been Buster Posey in that entire thing that you just listed off.
So now think about where we're at today. Jung-Hoo Lee, big multi-year deal. Adames, big multi-year deal. Mm-hmm. Devers, big multi-year deal. Ramos, still under team control for five more years, including this one. Wilmer, DH, might be his last year. I don't know. Chapman, multi-year deal. Yaz, he could be a free agent at the end of the year. Bailey, still under team control for four more years. Fitzgerald, still under team control for five more years. This is why it feels different now than 2021. This. One, two, three, four guys in your lineup with mega deals. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, and Chapman. Then there's degrees to the mega deals. And then you got Ramos, who might be a two-time All-Star when it's all said and done at the end of the middle of July. And you got Fitzgerald and Bailey, who are still under team control, and we'll see with those guys. That's why it feels different. This team feels sustainable, and it feels like they're more in their primes.
You have legitimate players locked up that are, you know, household names to an extent. And I get it. Baseball is not basketball, but I don't really care about anyone else that's like not paying attention to baseball. That's their problem. Like Matt Chapman.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Chapman, you know who he is. If you watch baseball, guys, the best defensive player in the sport, bar none right now. He can get hot. He can hit the long ball. Like, he is good. Jung-Hoo Lee, if you don't know him, get to know him. He might be the most exciting player on the team. He's got wheels. He's fun. He's a funny laugh at the podium if he's shooting the breeze. Love what I got from him. Elliot Ramos is just cool, calm, and collected. And he gets fired up, as we saw
with
that double the other week against the Padres. Like, that's a guy who's been captain of consistency at the plate, and he's got pop. Defensively, not the best, but you know what? We'll get to that another time. Like, that might ultimately be the thing that you're concerned about, is how many plus defenders do you have now on this team as currently constructed? Like, I don't – like, Chapman, yes. Adames is
Jung-Hoo Lee's been great.
Jung-Hoo Lee, no, yes.
Ramos
after last
shaky.
Year, it's a night and day because
no
he
doubt.
Struggled last year.
Yeah. I think Jung-Hoo Lee is a great center fielder. Ramos is an adventure. That's the way I would put it.
Yeah.
He's not a below average. He's like, some days he'll make a nice play, and then other days just like, what? Have you ever played outfield in your life?
No, there's that. I keep going back to that hit that should have just been a single by Tyro Estrada, and it kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
I don't know what
to the left field. I was like, is someone going to get this ball until Ramos finally picked it up?
So, okay, Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Wilmer, Chapman, Yaz, Bailey, Fitz.
I'm taking that over 2021,
okay.
7 days a week.
Let's go to 2010.
About it. Yeah.
Let's go to the 2010 team. I'm going to read you off game 162, a must-win game. All right. Now, remember, Jose Guillen got popped for steroids, so he didn't get to play in the playoffs. But this is who they played on the final day of the season. Andres Torres, who had 16 jacks and 63 RBIs that year. Freddie Sanchez, I'm going in order. Aubrey Huff, 290, 26 and 86 with 157 games played. That was Aubrey Huff's, that was a monster year.
It's amazing that year.
Buster in the cleanup spot, batted 305, hit 18, had 67 jacks in 103 games, 67 RBIs, excuse me. Pat Burrell, picked up on waivers, 18 jacks, 51 RBIs. Juan Uribe, 24 jacks, 85 RBIs at shortstop. Jose Guillen, not Cody Ross, final game of the year, 3 homers, 15 RBIs in 42 games. Pablo Sandoval, 268 batting average. It was a down year. 13 homers, 63 RBIs in 152 games. But this team collectively, the 2010 team, slugged 162 homers. Now, right now, you have 70 homers as a team. You're about, we're about a third to a half away, somewhere in that middle range.
About that.
I don't think you're going to get to 160.
Is that counting Devers and what he did prior?
Just going off what the Giants have done.
Okay, got it.
I don't think that the 2010 team was their best offense. Is this team right now? I'm going to go Torres, Sanchez, Huff, Posey, Burrell, Uribe, Guillen, Sandoval. Is that better than Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Wilmer, Chapman, Yaz, Bailey, Fitz?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. Because, honestly, Adames has just been so bad at the plate for most of the season. It's like I'm envisioning him breaking out of this slump, and he's been better as of late.
Yeah.
But he's been so awful.
But that 2010 team, I think we underrate the offense in retrospect.
That's actually kind of what I'm thinking about right now. I was like, man, that team is that offense is better than I thought it was.
But they got a career year from Torres. They got a career year from Huff.
Yeah.
They got a career year from Juan Uribe.
Yeah.
And a rejuvenation from Pat Burrell with a rookie of the year season from Buster Posey. I mean, six guys had monster years, you know, and then other guys just performed as well. So okay, let's say you take 2010.
And the fact that the drop off. Or from Buster Posey in that year to what I'm whatever I'm getting from catcher right now, the Porters of the world, Ed, the Kisners of the world, and Patrick Bailey, it's just night and day. It's night and day.
I agree.
So I might be taking that 2010 team.
I might too. But that team was so unique.
They also won a World Series, so it's like give them their credit too.
Well, you know what the 2010 team is? It's the 2021 team with less platooning.
Yes.
And unreal pitching.
That's the ultimate key.
And that's how you thread the needle and win that one, yes. Right? So 2012, I'm going to go game one, NLDS. Angel Pagan, Marco Scudero, Sandoval, Posey, Pence, yeah. Belt, Blanco, Crawford.
That was a good team.
I think this is their best offensive team.
That's their bet, and they were good like all season long. And you didn't even mention the guy that was their MVP and MVP of the league who got popped right for most of that season.
Let me give you Melky Cabrera's stats.
He was so good.
He played 113 games in 2012 before he got popped. He batted .346, had 10 triples, 11 home runs, with 159 hits in 113 games.
Did he get popped in September of that year?
No. No, it was before the deadline.
It was before it was like midsummer.
I think
it was
right after the deadline because they got Pence. And I think there was one game where he had Pence, Posey, Pablo, and Melky in the lineup.
I don't know. Let me look it up. Melky Cabrera.
I thought that they traded.
You guys talk. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Okay.
So, September 13th, 2023. Oh, that's the details of it. Continue.
Okay. Pagan had 15 triples that year.
August 15th, by the way. August 15th. Yeah, so mid-August. Yeah.
Wow.
50 games.
Pagan had 15 triples, okay? Marco Scudero was unbelievable, bad 362. Pablo Sandoval, 283 with 12 and 63. Posey, the last 100 RBI season for a Giant, batted 336. He won the MVP that year. Pence, only batted 220.
He wasn't very good offensively, but everyone remembers what? That hit against the Cardinals?
Yeah.
The one that hit the bat three times?
He did have 45 RBIs.
He did.
So that's pretty impressive. Belt, 7 for 56 with a .275 average. Gregor Blanco, .244, more of a defensive replacement. And then Brandon Crawford, .248 batting average, 143 games played. He was a defensive player.
Yeah, but .248 for Brandon Crawford, it might as well be like .275. That's pretty.
Right now, Chapman would love to finish the season batting .243.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm probably taking the 2012 offense over this one, wouldn't you?
I would agree with that.
That was a great year.
That team was really good. Again, just think if they had Melky Cabrera on there for the playoffs, be incredible.
And then I get to the 2014 team. Blanco batting .262. Panic batted .300. Posey batted .300 with 22 and 89. Pablo, .280, 16 and 73. Then Pence in the five hole again. He had 20 jacks, 74 RBIs. Belt, 12 jacks. He was hurt a lot of that year, .243 average. And then 10 with 69 RBIs and only a .246 average for Brandon Crawford with Travis Ishikawa and Juan Perez in the outfield. I might take this offense over that 2014 offense.
Again, we're talking about all the World Series years, so that goes without saying. But as we're looking back, like, I think Giants fans, and we do that as fans in general, like, we misremember some of these things. Oh, they were carried by the pitching all these years. Giants had some really good offensive production from some of these teams, man.
I mean,
really good.
Again, they hit 162 home runs as a team in 2010. It's a lot of home runs.
It is.
I'll give you the totals real quick. 16 for your leadoff hitter. 26 for Huff, 18 for Posey, who came in halfway through the year, 18 for Burrell, 24 for Uribe, 13 for Sandoval. I mean, Joe, they hit a lot of home runs.
Let's ask Dave Fleming on the other side, Joe, where he ranks this 1-6 batting order amongst some of the greats of the Giants in years past. That's what's coming up with the game. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. Planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, it'd be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. Giant, we were just going through some of the lineups, some of those World Series lineups, and where this current lineup stacks up against those ones. And I think we're all taking 10, 12, 14. But I'm taking this lineup over 2021, the most recent playoff team that took the Dodgers to 5 games in the ALDS. I'm taking this 1-6 absolutely over them. Absolutely, I am.
I like the way that they're evolving in terms of how they're building their team, too, right? Like, this is so different than what they've done prior. There's many ways to build a team, right? Through the farm system, through, you know, middling free agent acquisitions, through trades, through big-time free agent acquisitions. They've built this team in a freaking really impressive way. They've spent an international free agency to get Jung Hoo Lee. They signed big deals with Adames. They acquired a big contract, Endeavors. This is a fun. And then obviously the homegrown talent of Ramos and picking up Yaz many years ago, and Bailey and Fitz are homegrown guys. Logan Webb's a homegrown guy. But this is a really good mix of how to build a team.
And with that, with a big signing like that, comes pressure. And I think it was Billie Jean King who famously said, pressure is a privilege. Now the pressure is on this team with legit expectations. Is that's what you want as a fan base, as an organization, is legit expectations. And now with the Devers addition, there is, when it comes to the NL West, because as we've mentioned, the Dodgers pitching rotation is in shambles. And they're only 2.5 up, guys. It's not like, I know the series in totality, it's like you lost it, but you were right there in that one on Sunday. You obviously, Logan Webb went toe-to-toe with their ace, Yamamoto. You won that one. Roop got roughed up. It's going to happen. But you're still right there in regards to this race. And who better to talk to about this, by the way, this whole Devers situation and the totality of this team than one Dave Fleming, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game. Up here on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Dave, good morning. Let's just ask the question right now. How did you react on Father's Day? And by the way, happy belated Father's Day to you. How did you react to the news when it hit your phone that Rafael Devers was becoming a San Francisco Giant?
Well, I probably reacted like almost everybody. I at first I was like, seriously? What? And I guess I probably had like a 10-minute head start to everybody. I had a little tip off that it was coming, and it was, you know, we were in the booth at Dodger Stadium and getting ready for the game, and then, you know, I heard that, and I heard who might be involved, and then I got on the binoculars and I looked down, you know, toward the bullpen, and I see Sean Jelly get up, and I'm like, okay. I mean, I'd been downstairs just, you know, about a half hour prior to that, and everything seemed kind of normal. So it's pretty amazing how quiet they kept this and how hard they must have been working behind the scenes. But I was tickled. I mean, I had a huge smile on my face, and we kept saying in the booth, like, is this real? Did they really do this? Did they really made this trade? So anyway, I was excited like everybody else was.
I mean, you've been with the team, what, 20-something years? How many years have you been with the Giants?
24 seasons.
Wow. I'm sorry, yeah. I left off a couple years. I remember when Posey, I remember when Pence got acquired and, like, you know, I don't know what they were called at the time, but NBC Sports Bay Area, like, followed Pence's limo to the stadium. Remember that? Pretty crazy. Is this the biggest in-season trade since you've been with the Giants?
Yes. Yes, it is. Pence was big. He was, and I guess there've been some other ones, but I think this is clearly the biggest, you know, and not just because, of who Devers is, but also because of where he is in his career and how you know, at the time we were super excited because the Giants had a really good team again in 2012, and they felt like they needed something extra, and Pence was an all-star and a really high level player, but he was also a guy who was sort of, I can't remember if he was a free agent at the end of that year or maybe the next year, but it, you know, it was more of a like, okay, this is a short term, we just made a big move. And you know, Carlos Beltran was a big move, and we were excited about that. There have been some others. Chris Bryant was a big move and got us all excited in 2021 because of the, you know, how good that Giants team was. This one's different because of Devers, his age, his career track record, and the fact that he's going to be here, they know, for a long time. This is, I think, clearly in the last two decades, clearly the biggest trade the Giants have made.
They're going to introduce him later today, and I'm sure someone's going to ask him, so I'll ask you a similar question. Where do you think he ends up playing? Obviously, there's many positions on a diamond, and there's many ways to get a guy in the lineup, but if you had to spitball, what do you think they do?
I mean, I think the easy answer is, at least for now, if he's okay, just be in the DH. I think that's the easiest answer for now. You know, it's just be the everyday designated hitter. And then if in the off season, or, you know, when there's a little more time to sort of think it through and talk about it, if, you know, because he's never played first base. That, you know, that I think that's part of what kind of went sideways in Boston is, okay, you ask him to move off the position he really likes to play and has always played. That's one thing, and he did it, and he wasn't happy about it, and that, you know, apparently there just wasn't very good communication about it. Okay, But then you're asking him in the middle of a season to do something he's never done before. And, you know, he's a proud, accomplished athlete and already had some hurt feelings about it. So my guess would be that is probably not his preferences. And I think the Giants want to make him feel like he's got a lot of agency in this. Like, it's one thing to, like, say, okay, be a team player and do what's best for the team. That's cool, and that's important. But I think you also have to recognize that these guys are very prideful, all of them. They want to be in a position to succeed. And so I think a lot of it's going to be on Devers and what he prefers. I think first base is a realistic project for the long term, but my guess for now is just be the DH and go rake.
Could you see a scenario where one of the guys, whether it's Adamas, Chapman, Devers himself, maybe slides over to second base and you move things around? I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
I'd find that hard. I think Adamas is going to be the shortstop, and I think Chapman's going to be the third baseman. So I don't see those guys moving. I mean, Devers has played some second base, and I guess, you know, you could ask him whether he was interested in doing that. You know, he's gotten bigger, stronger over the course of his career. And, you know, maybe at this point, that's not a realistic spot for him. Again, like, especially middle of the season. So my guess is Adamas, shortstop, Chapman, third base, pretty locked in.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Rose Giants broadcast, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider. Endeavors now is going from Fleming to Fleming when it comes to home run calls. Dave's brother, Will, obviously, working for the Red Sox radio network out there calling Boston games. I'm sure, not that you have insider info per se, but I'm sure your brother, you know, gave you some little tidbits about Rafael Devers. Like, what do you think the Giants are getting in Rafael Devers, the person, now? Because a lot has been made in these last, you know, 48 hours. Dave, I'm sure, you know, the WEEI out there, they're going nuts. Jonathan Papelbon was on our station yesterday, Dave, going nuts about the guy. They think he was a me-first player. He's not a team guy. What do you make of all of that and him now being a San Francisco Giant?
Yeah, my brother has never thought that about him, ever. Yeah, my brother knows him really well. My brother speaks fluent Spanish. So for a lot of the Spanish-speaking players, my brother becomes, especially when they're young, somebody that they can kind of lean on and, you know, talk to and maybe ask a question of or whatever. So he's had a good relationship with Rafi for a long time, and he really likes him a lot. And I think that everybody acknowledges he is a great kid who loves to play the game. You know, one thing my brother has said to me about him over the years, not just this week when I've been grilling him about him, but for a long time, he's a shy person. You know, he doesn't want to be in the limelight. He wants to be in the limelight in terms of playing in big games. He is not shy about the big moments on the field. But he's not a big talker. He's not going to be a vocal leader, probably, of this team. Although, you never know. He could turn into that. He wants to just play the game and doesn't need, like, a lot of outside attention. He doesn't love to do interviews, talk about himself. And, you know, that's okay. You know, so I don't want to call him, like, a simple guy. I don't think that's true. But I think he just likes to keep his baseball life simple. And so I think you're going to see somebody who wants to just put his head down and go to work, and he wants to be in the lineup every day. He does not ask out. He doesn't duck away from tough. He loves hitting against lefties. He's got a great track record against lefties. He wants to be in the lineup every day. That's what makes him happy.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to see him. I mean, tonight, I hope Giants fans give him the standing ovation right at the beginning if he ends up playing tonight. I'm looking at the lineup. They got Jung-Hoo Lee, multi-year deal. Farhan, bringing him in. Willie Adamas, multi-year deal. I'm just going down the lineup here. Obviously, Buster brought him in. Chapman was on a one-year deal. Buster had to get involved, and boom, he's got a multi-year deal. Ramos has been awesome. And now you put Devers in there with the multi-year deal and that they've taken on. What does that say about Buster Posey? And what does that say about the Giants' ownership to be able to invest in this many people and that much money?
Yeah, I mean, they should get credit for it. They've taken some criticism here over the last few years as people have accused him of not being fully committed. And I always push back on that. And I think this is evidence that they are committed to having a championship caliber team here. I do. And I think it tells you about Buster that you should believe what he says. You know, when Buster took over, he said, you know, one of the main things he said, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but in essence, you know, he prefers and wants to and really believes in the value of having a core group of players that is together for a long time. That's how you build team chemistry. That's how you build a bond where everybody plays for each other, where you have an unselfish type of baseball where you're playing for the team. You're not necessarily focused on individual goals. And, you know, I don't think Buster was criticizing players on short-term deals from the past years, but there's always like a competing interest when you're churning through a roster and bringing in guys on one-year deals or option deals or whatever, where, you know, they have to be thinking about what's my next contract and how am I best set up for that, as opposed to, I think Buster's preference strongly is to have a core group that is together for a while. And it's amazing. I mean, he's only been in charge for this year. I mean, this is his first year. And the Giants, you just rattled it off. They have their core. This is the Giants team for now and for the foreseeable future. I mean, they have shortstop, third base, catcher, you know, DH, first base, whatever you want to call, Devers, center field, left field. Those positions are locked down for a while. And so I think Buster has gone out and done exactly what he said he was going to do. And in pretty quick fast, I mean, I'm sort of shocked at how efficiently he's done it, but that's how he believes in building a team. And now, you know, for the foreseeable future, I mean, you're probably not going to have, I never say never, but like, this is going to be the big splash for a while. And now the focus really is internal development, coaching, getting your own players better, maximizing your own guys' ability, developing more young guys to supplement this team that is going to be together for the next several years.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to see where the leadership is going to be on this team. You know, and I think about the culture shock for this guy going from Boston to San Francisco and how different things are done, you know, on and off the field over there versus over here. What kind of clubhouse culture is Devers walking into right now?
Yeah, very positive culture, work-oriented culture, but not an uptight, you know, paranoid culture, that's for sure. And I think in Boston, it's easy sometimes. I'm not saying that's what's going on in Boston right now, but it's just, it can be easy there to have that happen. And here, it's just, I think this is a very professional team led by Adamas Chapman and Wilmer Flores, sort of as the examples of that attitude. And I think Adamas and Devers are going to get along really well. They're almost exactly the same age. I think Adamas is going to be a hugely positive influence for Devers, just feeling comfortable and feeling welcomed and feeling relaxed getting here. Same thing for Wilmer. I think those guys are going to be really important to him. And, you know, Devers is a guy who can get along with anybody, but he has been in one place for his whole career. This is going to be a big time shock to him. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little adjustment period in terms of the on-field performance. This is very hard to do. He's going from one extreme to another, you know, as far away from his baseball home as you can possibly get, to a place where he's hardly ever played, a division that he doesn't see very often. Everything's going to be new for him. That is a big time challenge. And I think those veteran guys are going to really help him with that transition.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Morning Rose, Giants broadcaster, our Giants 95.7 The Game insider. And Dave, I opened up this, you know, interview talking about pressure being a privilege. And with the addition of one Rafael Devers, obviously he brings the legitimacy of a World Series title, multi-time All-Star. The guys had big moments in the biggest games in the playoffs. So who now that Rafael Devers comes to this lineup, who's the pressure taken off the most here when it comes to the San Francisco Giants and some of these other guys?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I think on paper it takes the pressure off of Adamas and Chapman. You know, just to be those guys can just be the players that they are. They don't have to like look and say, I'm hitting cleanup, I'm hitting third, I gotta be a certain type of player. I think those guys are pretty self-aware. I don't think they're putting a ton of pressure on themselves to do that anyway. But I think in theory, it, you know, that the thing about this trade that's most appealing to me is this whole, and we, the three of us have talked about it a lot this year. Like, what are the Giants missing from this team? The one thing they really were missing was a middle of the order, just a masher, just a star level hitter. They had a lot of good players, a lot of good all around players, a lot of great pitching, but you didn't have the one guy you say, okay, that guy can carry your offensive team. And they have that now. I mean, that's what the Devers is. Devers is a truly elite hitter. And he happens to be left-handed, which the Giants were very right-handed. And he is the perfect fit for this current Giants team, exactly the player that they needed. So, you know, in theory, it takes the pressure off everybody because the guy's really, really good and he's going to be on base a ton and he's going to hit for a lot of power and he's going to drive in a lot of runs and he makes them way better, better.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Dave. And I do want to get into the game Friday night, which I thought was one of the best games of Logan Webb's career. It was just an unbelievable game. I was so happy for Casey Schmidt. If Devers walks up to you today, and y'all, I know your brother Will, and you guys start talking or whatever, and he says, name one spot I have to eat in San Francisco, what would your answer be to him?
Oh, my gosh. I got to call my brother first and see what he likes. I got to get a little inside info and see what he likes.
Well, what if he said, what's your favorite place to eat? What if he asked you that one?
I just tell him I'm bringing him out here for we'll go to breakfast in my neighborhood and just hang in the neighborhoods, because you know that's what I love about San Francisco. We get all these great places, but I love my hood, and So we'll go to Hamburger Haven and order an omelet, and we'll talk about being on the Giants. Yeah.
My Hood, get the Young Jeezy My Hood song. That might be the new Dave Fleming song. I love that.
I'm so hood.
It's so good. Hey, but Dave, Friday night, I know Sunday, we were kind of robbed of the game itself, and I know Saturday was a tough one. It was just a tough one. I thought Logan Webb looked as good as he's ever looked on Friday night, given the lineup he was going up against. And I think it was Kisner behind the dish. I thought he called a brilliant game. And to see Casey have that moment in that game, I know he got hurt, but man, that's one of those Giants moments I'm going to remember for years to come.
Yeah. I felt great for him. And Webb, I agree with you on Webb. Because Webb has struggled against the Dodgers a lot. And he struggled early in games. And if you struggle early in games and the Dodgers are rolling out Otani, Betts, and Freeman as their top three hitters, I mean, that is a wake-up call like no other in baseball right now. And he just blew through the first inning, and those guys never got on base against him for the whole game. They were thin in the bullpen on Friday night. There was no Rodriguez. There was no Doval. On Friday, they knew they needed length out of Webb. He gave them seven innings on the road in that environment. That's one of the best starts of his career. I'm with you. And he should be really proud about that, the pressure of that game. And then Casey, we know he's got this opportunity here. Now, Casey's another guy who the pressure gets alleviated a little bit with Devers being here in the short term. You know, Casey was hitting fourth and fifth this weekend, and you know he doesn't have to do that now for the next few days, at least until whenever Chapman's going to be back in a couple weeks or whatever it takes for Chapman. But yeah, Casey's got a great opportunity. Hopefully, he's okay with his ankle. I think he's going to be fine and can keep proving that he deserves at bats. He's got an opportunity even when Chapman comes back. They're going to make room for Casey Schmidt to get more at bats if he keeps swinging it like he has.
Dave, should we start talking about this Giants team after this trade as legit World Series contenders now?
Yes, you should. I mean, you know, the competition's really stiff in the National League, but the Giants don't have to win the division to win the World Series. They got to get in, and then they got a legit shot. I mean, the Giants pitching, you know, assuming that Webb and Robbie Ray can just stay healthy and stay out there, with the Giants bullpen the way it is, you go into the playoffs with, you know, a couple starters that you think can really dominate in a playoff environment and a bullpen that can be dominant. That is a great formula. And they have other starters who I think they think can do that too, but you know, two guys it's asking a lot of young guys to go to the playoffs and carry you. It's possible. The Giants have had a couple of young guys do that in the past, but it's hard. So that's where the veteran presence of Webb and Ray, I think, would come into play. They are World Series capable. They are.
Wow. I love hearing that. I mean, I'm just so fired up. This team had a lot of really nice pieces, and now you add this centerpiece, you know, the New York steak or the filet mignon to the dish, and it just changes everything. I'm just so fired up. Now, on the way out the door, obviously they got to give to get, right? You have to get rid of some players. That's how a trade works. And I went through the history of the Giants, and there's been some great trades. There's been some really equal trades. There's been some bad ones, you know, trading away George Foster. Whew, that's not a great one. Harrison out the door. Jordan Hicks out the door. Tibbs out the door. This kid Bayo, who we don't know. What's going to be your lasting impression on, let's just go with Kyle Harrison. So much promise. Obviously, he's got some time to go, and going back with Andrew Bailey to be reunited. Any closing thoughts on him as we say goodbye to the local guy?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they gave up talent in this trade. They did. All four of those guys are talented. Bayo's got a chance to be a big league pitcher. He's a few years away. He has an arm that can be a big league pitcher. Tibbs definitely is going to be a big leaguer. I mean, he may not be a star, but he is going to be a major leaguer at some point. James Tibbs, it can hit and has some power. So, you know, there's a chance that comes back to bite him a little bit. Jordan Hicks has a role on a big league pitching staff, no doubt. Was he crowded out here? Yes. I mean, I think dealing away Hicks. I don't want to disrespect Jordan because he's very talented and he might turn into a stud for the Red Sox in the bullpen. That's how they're going to use him. But if he wasn't going to be a starter here in this bullpen, I'm not saying he was superfluous. He could have helped, but that's trading from a strength. Kyle Harrison is probably, the key to the whole trade. And I still really believe in Kyle. Kyle can be an excellent major league starter. If he can just keep working on that breaking ball, the changeup I thought was really excellent in Colorado. I actually thought his last start against the Rockies was very encouraging. I thought the changeup was really good. We know the fastball plays. If he stays healthy and throws that fastball the way he can, he can be a high-level major league starting pitcher. I wish him all the best. I really like Kyle. I'm going to miss him. It hurts to lose him. It helps when you have other young, talented starting pitching, but I'm going to miss Kyle.
Hey, Dave, really good stuff today. We greatly appreciate your time. Good luck in the future. And obviously, say hi to your brother, obviously, this weekend. Red Sox are coming into town. Could you have timed it any better? I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's going to be a big deal here, and it's going to be a huge deal back in Boston. I mean, the fact that the Sox are here this weekend is going to be a massive story, and it'd be interesting to watch Devers. Sometimes that doesn't go well. Sometimes the player wants. This isn't really a try hard sport. It can be tough to be so determined to get it done. That can be a tough way to go. But gosh. I guarantee you Rafael Devers is going to be very motivated to swing the bat well this weekend.
is Uncle Will going to be swinging the sticks with you and your boy at any point this weekend?
I think we're going to get out on Friday morning. He's there. They have an off day on Thursday. So I think if you swing over to Harding Park on Thursday, you might see him while the Giants are playing. And then we'll have a little cookout at the house probably Thursday, and maybe after the game Saturday, have some friends over. We've got a whole weekend planned with Uncle Will in town.
That's awesome. Hey, good stuff, Dave. Again, happy Father's Day. Belated to you and your family, and we'll do it again next week.
Great. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go. That is Dave Fleming, courtesy of the River Islands.
Guest. I'm so pumped. I'm just so pumped.
World Series contender.
No, Harding Park. Go see the Flemings. I might have to go sneak out there.
You want to do that? Ruin their family moment by you just sneaking on there? Hey, it's Joe Shasky here.
Well, I played Fleming on last Friday, so maybe I just go out there, just run into him.
My mic just snapped, by the way.
Oh, well, you and Steiny moving it around so much, I'm not surprised.
It's hanging by a thread. I'm just not going to touch it, I guess, the rest of the show.
It's like Tommy Listello's Achilles.
Oh, my God. It's like the Boston fan base right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.